I'm Shelley Delaney. Many of us will never forget where we were when we got our first COVID-19 vaccine, probably because we took a selfie. And now another booster is about to become available. So here to tell us more, Deputy City Manager Robert Barr. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Do you think you'll always remember where you got your first, when you got your first COVID vaccine?
Yeah, no question. It's one of those moments. I was in Centennial Hall, actually. It was the end of the night. We had just done a large clinic, one of our earlier ones. And it was early when we were doing vaccines for the first time. And we were still in that phase where we didn't want to waste a dose at all. So we had people, you know, waiting in the parking lot, just in case, you know, people who weren't necessarily eligible, but who were there, who were willing to be those arms if we needed them at the end of the night so that we wouldn't waste any doses. And I ended up being one of those arms. So I won't forget that. Yeah.
Mm. It was a celebratory moment in time and a milestone for us and hoping and helping to defeat the pandemic or at least diminish it. And now it sounds like we're ready for another round of shots.
Yeah, we are. The CDC and the FDA recently, you know, just a short time ago, concluded another round of those VRBPAC and ACIP advisory committee meetings that we've gotten so used to, where they, you know, analyze the data and ultimately authorize another dose. And the most recent one is this updated booster. It's a bivalent vaccine, which means that it contains both kind of viral genetic information coded to the original strain of the virus, as well as that viral information coded to the Omicron specific BA4 and BA5 version of the virus. So the idea behind this updated booster is to provide some protection against what's circulating actively right now, not unlike what we see every year with the annual flu vaccines that are updated to whatever was circulating in the Southern Hemisphere before coming up to us.
Mm, got it. Well, okay, so I've got a lot of questions about the booster. First of all, when can we expect to see this updated booster become available?
Yeah, so we've started to see shipments arrive very slowly. So most providers in town are still waiting for their first shipment. I say most and not all, because I'm aware that Costco got a shipment. So Costco's been vaccinating. They don't have a ton of appointments, but they have some over the weekend and in the next week. The Public Health Center is expecting to get their first shipment early next week. They have some appointments online right now. And then most of the other pharmacies in town, as well as Search and Juno Urgent Care, are expecting shipments in the coming weeks as well. So pretty much all of the same pharmacies that have been vaccinating to date will be getting this updated booster. So people can use who they're comfortable with and used to.
And who will be eligible? Because some people have already had, you know, a double dose of like Pfizer, Moderna, or one dose of J&J, and then a booster, and possibly a second booster. So what's eligibility based on for this updated booster?
Yeah, so for the updated booster, the first thing to know is that you have to have completed a full vaccine series. So for most people, that's the full series. Primary series is those two doses. For immunocompromised people, it can be three, a little bit different. But for most people, it's that having completed that full original series is required. And then there are some age restrictions on this updated booster. So the Pfizer version is indicated for those 12 and up, and the Moderna version for those 18 and up. We are expecting Pfizer and Moderna both to be submitting additional data to the FDA soon for children under the age of 12, probably about a month or two out before we learn about that and see those age numbers go down. But the big thing is having completed the original series.
Hmm. And how are we doing? Do you have numbers for how we're doing in general for vaccination rates? And then, you know, especially for kiddos and infants, since those have just become only available really recently?
Yeah, that's a good question. I haven't looked at them recently. All those numbers are the state Department of Health continues to publish those numbers on their website. My last recollection of looking at that data is that while Juneau continues to be ahead of, generally speaking, the rest of the state and the country, really, in terms of vaccine uptake rate across the age spectrum, the kid numbers, particularly the under fives, continues to be a pretty low number. And so we do continue to really urge parents of young kids who haven't gotten them vaccinated yet to reach out to your physician, your trusted healthcare provider, and have that conversation with them. There is a kind of a risk analysis process decision to make there. But in general, in the vast majority of circumstances, it is far more risky to get COVID-19 at any age than it is to get vaccinated against it. So we do still have work to do on the younger kids.
When the first vaccines came out, there was a lot of urgency. You know, COVID was all we talked about. All you heard about on this show, all you heard about everywhere, and it was really, you know, the messaging was it was really pushed to get vaccinated. It's a different time now. It's more than 2 years later, and I don't feel that sense of urgency. At least I don't perceive that sense of urgency like it was before, at least among, you know, I would say the general public. That doesn't mean we're done with COVID. So I guess my question to you is, what will be the messaging around the booster from CBJ?
Yeah, such a great question, Shelley. I've been one of the interesting things for me over the past couple of weeks and thinking about planning for this and communicating about it is that when you juxtapose the planning meetings and the communication that we've been having with providers with other folks involved in the distribution effort now versus what it was like when we were originally doing this, it's a completely different environment, completely different feeling. And it's exactly as you said, it's that we have a much different sense of urgency, a lesser sense of urgency than we did before. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but the messaging that we're planning on providing, that we're planning on putting out there, and of course talking with you about today, is that it's a pretty simple message, is that these boosters are becoming available. They're updated against the current strain of the virus. We expect them to really sort of rejuvenate our immune systems. It is natural for vaccines and the protection that vaccines provide to wane over time. We certainly saw that when we lost the sort of infection-based protection that we originally enjoyed when we were first vaccinated. Even in recent months, we've started to see some declines in actual disease protection as well. So I think that's an important thing for people to think about, that the main goal of vaccines is to protect against disease, not just infection, but that those severe poor outcomes. And it's important to stay up to date on your boosters to continue to enjoy that disease-based protection.
Thanks, Robert. That's a very thoughtful response. And I also wanted to ask if the city will be putting together a vaccine clinic like we did the first time around. That made it really easy for me. That's where I got my first and second vaccine.
Yeah, we're having conversations with the same group of people that put on our clinics earlier in the pandemic, and we're currently tentatively planning on a clinic in the first bit of October. Probably one of the first 2 Saturdays in October. We're still working on firming up the dates and the location and the specific times. But we know that's a convenient option for people, and we've historically always done a clinic around this time of year, even when COVID wasn't going around for the flu.
Right.
And so we're planning on doing that again this year, and it'll be a combined updated booster and flu clinic. probably somewhere in the valley, likely at a school.
Oh, that's good to hear. I look forward to that. Well, Robert Barr, Deputy City Manager for City and Borough of Juneau, we really appreciate the update. Is there anything you wanted to share that maybe I didn't ask you about before we say goodbye?
Maybe just one quick thing. Of course, my appreciation. Thank you for having me. And then just a quick plug that, you know, unlike earlier in the pandemic, we do have effective therapeutics right now. So if you contract COVID, if you someone's close to you contracts COVID, it's just generally a great idea to reach out quickly to your doctor or physician. You can reach out to Bartlett if you don't have one, and ask those questions about whether Paxlovid or a different therapeutic might be a good choice for you. You have to take them early in the disease course for them to be effective, but they are highly effective.
All right. That's a great reminder. Thank you so much. And thank you for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate you answering my questions.
Thanks for having me.
Take care.